Hi there, I'm Stan Tatkin, and I am a couple therapist. I'm a couple therapist for a lot of reasons, because probably like you listening to this, I'm interested in love. I'm interested in relationships. I have a personal stake in this because I'm involved in a relationship, and I work with people who are involved in relationships. Actually, I think that is our human heritage, to be in relationship. This is not just another self-help program on relationship. We're going to focus differently here from a research scientific base, in a way, talking about things you probably haven't heard before about human beings and human pair bonding and how people get into relationship and how people fail at long-term relationship. That's what we're going to be covering here. And this is for couples. I know that more women than men listen to these kinds of things. So I'd like both of you, if you're in a couple, I'd like both of you to listen to this, but I'm realistic. I understand that there's always a partner that is not as interested in listening to programs on relationship. So if you're listening to this by yourself, have no fear, because this is going to help you. And maybe I can help you convince your partner to eventually come and listen to this with you. If you are in a relationship right now, and you're at the beginning of the relationship, that's great, because this is going to help you have a great relationship, I believe. It's going to help you have a long-term relationship. If you are in a relationship and you've been in one for a long time, I believe it's going to make your relationship better. If you're in a relationship that you consider the relationship from hell, one that you think you should leave, or you're trying to decide whether or not to leave, hopefully by the end of this program, I will have given you some ideas of how to turn the corner in a good way and make your relationship better than you ever thought it would be. The purpose is to provide you with a great relationship, something that gives purpose to being together. In this program, for ease of conversation and clarity, I may sound like I'm addressing or referring to opposite sex partners, and that's not the intention here. It's just easier to do that in terms of language. But I am addressing same-sex partners equally. This is for same-sex partners and opposite-sex partners. If you are single, why listen to this thing? Well, you probably are interested in having a long-term relationship at some point. I love seeing people, by the way, who are in premarital. I think everybody should go into premarital therapy. I think it's a great idea. I think teenagers should actually have couples therapy with their boyfriends and girlfriends. If you are single, this is a great time to learn. That means that you're interested in having a good relationship, and the chances are better that if you learn this material, you're going to find one that's appropriate for you. So I'm glad you're listening to this. I also want to make it clear, if you are single and you're ambivalent about whether you want to be in a love relationship or not, that I am not suggesting by any means that being coupled is better or healthier or that's the way it should be than being single. There are plenty of very happy singles who do very well without ever being coupled or in a love relationship, and that is just fine. So this is not promoting everyone be in couples. So even if you are single and not interested in being in a love relationship, this is still going to help you because you have relationships, and it's going to help you in your relationships with your friends, your family, and your coworkers.